Radio Libre Regional.
Menschen, Geschichten, Initiativen.
There's 32, which is very big. It's double. This is 16, and the one I play is 32. The one you see, usually in French, it's always named montre, because you can see them. But in, so in German, I don't know.
Der Ort des Geschehens, die Stadtpfarrkirche Bad Ischl. Die Beteiligten, der französische Künstler und Musiker Jean-Luc Guionnet und die Hans-Mauracher-Orgel, später Kaiser-Jubiläumsorgel, die 2023 restauriert worden ist. Die Zeit, der Tag vor einem sehr ungewöhnlichen Orgelkonzert, einer ganz besonderen Klangveranstaltung. Und damit hallo und herzlich willkommen bei einem Radio Libre Regional, sagt Jörg Stöger. Am 18. März 2025 hat in Bad Ischl auf Einladung des Musikers Klaus Philipp ein Konzert des französischen Künstlers und Klangexperimentators Jean-Luc Guionnet in der St. Nikolauskirche in Bad Ischl stattgefunden. Am Tag davor hat es das erste Aufeinandertreffen von ihm und der Bad Ischler Orgel gegeben. Ein intensives Kennenlernen, das von entscheidender Bedeutung für den vielseitigen Künstler ist. Denn die Auseinandersetzung mit dem Instrument ist Voraussetzung für das, was Jean-Luc Guionnet anstrebt. Er möchte die Orgel selbst spielen lassen. Er möchte ihr ihre eigenen und einzigartigen Klänge entlocken. Dazu gehört neben vielleicht nie gespielten Tönen auch die Akustik der Mechanik. Er gibt keine Konzerte im klassischen Sinn, sondern macht akustische Experimente und nützt die Orgel dabei, wie er sagt, als Labor der Klänge, als mechanisches Tonstudio. Am Tag vor dem Konzert fokussiert es sich vor allem auf die Eigenheiten der Orgel und auch auf die besonderen Ausstattungsmerkmale. Eine dieser besonderen Ausstattungsmerkmale der Bad Ischler Orgel ist das sogenannte Fernwerk. Eine Sektion von Pfeifen, die im vorderen Kirchenschiff angebracht ist und einen ganz speziellen Raumklang ermöglicht. Dieses Fernwerk ist erst kürzlich mit der Renovierung der Orgel wieder in Betrieb genommen worden und gefällt Jean-Luc Guionnet besonders gut. Und das nicht nur, weil er sein einziges für Orgel komponiertes Musikstück so genannt hat.
This is very special because it's the second time I have it. And I played, I don't know, on perhaps 100 organs or something. So this second time and the first time it didn't work so well, but this one is working very well. So, and I composed one piece for organ in my life, only one, and the title of it is Fernwerk. So I'm very happy to have a Fernwerk, working Fernwerk. And yeah, the idea of actually for people who don't know about organ, what you have to know is that that's why in French, I don't know in German, but in French, organ is plural, like it's les orgues. Because in fact, one organ is several organs. So you have, I will say it in French, but because I'm not sure in German. There's the grand orgue, is the main one. There's the positif, which is the one that is very close to the player. There's the reci, is the one very far, is swell in English, and I think it's the same in German. It's the one that you don't see, which is very high, somewhere behind, and it's enclosed in a box with doors, and you can access to the door with your foot, and so you can open the door or close the door. And so that's like it's like a volume pedal, actually. It's like a volume pedal. And that's the three classical. Then sometimes there's an echo, what they call an echo. It's a very small organ just in front of the player. This one doesn't have. And then there's the Fernwerk, and which is very rare because it's another organ, so it's a fourth one that the organ maker is choosing a place as far as possible in the church, but hearable. So it's tricky, and usually it's in the roof, and that's the case here. It's in the roof, so it's like coming from somewhere. And you don't know where, but far. Fern. And this is the Fernwerk. It means that the pipes are very far in the roof. Let's see. Yeah, it's more like metallic. Perhaps there's another human voice somewhere. And they are supposed to come from far. Always, so they are usually on this, the récit. I don't remember what she says, the name. Yeah. In English, it's swell. Schwell. So schwell is like a cupboard in which there's an organ with doors. And so she said it was this one, so, you know. Close the door. Not doesn't work very well, but I open the door, I close the door. Doesn't work very well.
Schon beim Testen der Orgel ist auffällig gewesen, welche akustischen Kräfte wirken, und nicht nur die Töne, sondern auch die Mechanik lässt dieses Erlebnis auch zu einem sehr physischen, körperlichen werden. Welche Bedeutung hat das körperliche Erlebnis und Empfinden für Jean-Luc Guionnet bei seiner Kunst?
Ja, für mich Musik has to do with body. Not only organ, I play saxophone also. Yeah, for me it's really connected to a physical experience, even if it's conceptual. I like the conceptual music when it's getting embodied, like getting in the body, even with the concept. And this, what you are talking about, is it's quite often, actually, it's not really the bass, actually, that are making the balcony move. It's the air, like, so very often it's air, it's the bass. So when you ask several times, like, if you want a lot of sounds, but very shortly, like if you do a cluster, but it can be also a chord, a classical chord, but with a lot of sounds, it will need a lot of air at once. So in the organ, you have a huge souffle in French, I don't know in English, the reserve of air is huge, and it will go like this at once because you ask for a lot. And so as it's very heavy, it makes the building move. But it's not the sound that makes the building move, no. Yeah. The sound can make the window move, mm-hmm. Yeah. The bass, mainly the bass, but also the high pitch sometimes. You can hear the les vitraux, how do you say? The stained glass sometimes. And you can break some stained glass with the organs, and it happened.
But did it happen to you?
It happened to me, yeah. Actually, you don't break it, the stained glass is made of many little ones, little piece of glass, and one of the piece is not stick properly, and so it will fall down because of the base.
Ist auf der Suche nach den klanglichen Besonderheiten der von ihm als Experimentierfeld gesehenen Orgeln und versucht, den Orgeln ihren spezifischen Eigenklang zu entlocken. Geht sein künstlerisches Interesse und Engagement hier eine Verbindung mit den mechanischen Grundvoraussetzungen der Orgel ein?
Ja, we can put it like this, but it's even I would like it to be even more on the organ side, not on mine. Like, I try not to have any kind of music in head. I don't want to play this or that music, even if I know I play my music anyway. But sometimes if I could get rid of it, I would like it, you know. It's a tool, my music, but it's not so important, actually. I like when the organ is bringing me somewhere I really don't know. But it needs time. It needs time to do it really properly, like I say. So when I have only like 2 days, it's in between. I come from my music and I go to the organ with my music. But if I was playing here like for 1 month, after 1 month, I would play really some music I couldn't play on any other organ. Mm-hmm. Ah! Okay. So that's, with this, I decide to play from this keyboard, I play this one. So that's why I had this sound. And I can, it should be here, but it's also here. is the same. So, but then, stop.
Wie sieht es mit den unterschiedlichen Klangfarben von Orgeln aus? Gibt es für Jean-Luc Guyonnet Möglichkeiten der Klassifizierung von Klängen, die bestimmte Sounds beschreiben oder diese mit bestimmten Gefühlen oder Stimmungslagen in Verbindung bringen?
In my work on saxophone or organ or electronics, I really don't need to think about that, like emotion and this kind of thing. I know it's there, but I don't know what. Like the meaning, for example, the meaning of what I do, I don't know. And I like people to tell me what is the meaning of what I do. And but then the classical classification of the organ sounds is quite relevant. And I like it. I found it very useful also to understand an orchestra. I prefer the way they classified organ sounds than the way they classified the sound in the orchestra connected to the instrument, which sometimes I don't think it's so useful. And so there's... And then I really don't know the name in English and not in German, so I will say it in French. You have mixture. I think it's the same because I saw mixture. Mixture is all the sounds that are mostly high in the register, but the or fourniture also, fourniture, mixture, all this family. Are sounds with several pipes on each key. So it means it's already a little orchestra. And it's not, it's harmonized. It's not a unison. So it's very complex sound. It's very difficult to use it for me, especially when it's electrified, because it's the classical color of organ is the mixture. They always use it. And so I try not to use it to break the image of the sound of the organ, which I don't really like actually. Some other reason we can speak about later. But when it's mechanical, the furniture and mixture are very useful because when you put the register half or just a little bit, they will very quickly, it doesn't, as it's high pitch, they don't need a lot of air. So if you put just a little bit of air, you will hear a lot of air and some harmonized white noise, and it's beautiful. It's really beautiful, but I can't do it on this one. So that's a mixture, furniture. Then you have les jeux de fond. Les jeux de fond, it's like background, not noise, but background pitch. It's making the thickness of the sound. And the family is more or less flute, very subtle sounds. There's millions kind of flute in organ. And so you have with air, no air, with the pitch like this, the pitch like that. But they are all flute, all kind of flute. So it's like if you had a huge orchestra with millions of flutes in. And all different kind. And les jeux de fond is the name of that. And then you have les anches, the reeds. The reeds like oboe, bombarde, I don't know, possum, fagot, all this, which I like a lot, and they are like like this, but all kind of and it's close to bagpipes and this kind of sound that you don't use all the time because it's when it's loud. So this one is not loud, but in some organ, when you put only one reed, it will cover all the rest. So you have to be careful. And yeah, that's more or less the family, all the family.
Können sich Menschen, die noch nie in einem Konzert oder einer Klangaufführung von Jean-Luc Guionnet waren, davon erwarten?
What I like to say, mostly when I play organ, is please don't come with the idea of any kind of music. So even don't come with any idea of music. So if you can, perhaps one a key would be not to listen to it as music. It's like a sound event that will happen, soundtrack or whatever. And if you say, "Oh, but you are wrong. It's really music. It's okay for me also." But what I don't want is people waiting for a certain kind of music that you usually hear with the organ, and I won't do it. So that's why it's tricky. But then, if you forget about it and think that the organ is like the ancestor of an electroacoustic studio, it's a laboratory of sounds. And you are in a laboratory, I am in the laboratory, and we make experience. I make experience and I share the experience with the audience by constructing time and space, like if I was drawing, because I draw a lot. So I think a lot about drawings and structures when I play. So I prefer to go to what I do this way than through music. But I know it's music at the end, but it's not important for me.
Der aus der Bretagne stammende und dort lebende Künstler seine Passion und Faszination für die Welt der Klänge gefunden. Wie ist seine akustische Perspektive entstanden?
So I begin music by playing electric organ, but like a very cheap electric organ, but I still like them. And little by little I the saxophone took a lot of place in a room in my practice, but the relation with organ is really connected to my work in electroacoustic composition. Like that's why I was talking about studio. For me, an organ is a mechanical studio. Is a really like a in between laboratory, studio, instrument, tool, an architecture, because it's made in a building, and all this is very touching for me, because as I come from visual art, it was a direct access for me, a lot more obvious for me, more easier than a violin or which now I like, but at the beginning was difficult for me, like the classical instrument, orchestra, and blah blah blah.
Jean-Luc Guenet, thank you very much, and good luck for the concert, for the sound experience tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nach diesen Aufnahmen am 18. März 2025 hat dann das experimentelle Orgelkonzert von Jean-Luc Guenet stattgefunden. Dieses Konzert gibt es bei uns in der Reihe Es war einmal live in voller Länge zu hören. Bei Erstausstrahlung dieser Sendung am Montag, den 14. April, also heute um 21 Uhr. Nach Ausstrahlung ist es dann dauerhaft auf unserer Homepage freiesradio.at nachzuhören. Das war ein Radio Libre Regional, Redaktion Jörg Stöger.